Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back. Today's Daf is Nida Chaf. We begin at the first white line, Shachar Kacheres. Back to the Mishnah. We learned that there are different types of reds that qualify as Dam Nida, which is Metame Deisha. We learned from a Pasuk that it's meant to be red, but red is more complex than you may think. There are different types, different families of reds. And within those groups, we have shades, some darker, some lighter. So in the Mishnah, we learned that in total we have four. Mishnah says five, but really the fifth is black, which is not, which doesn't qualify by virtue of its own blackness, rather because it came. It originally was red, and then it got discolored, and that's why it qualifies as Dam Nida. So what kind of black are we talking about? Shachar, black, kacheres, a certain ingredient which they use to make black ink. So that type of blackness is your sample black regarding Dam Nida as well. Amar Rabba, Barafuno. When we speak about the cheres, cheres she'amru, dioy, that's the one that they put into the ink. So basically it was used as an ingredient, which was soaked together with the other ingredients to make ink. So we're speaking about that type of setup, as opposed to, Rashi says, let's say you take the cheres and just throw it into plain water to dissolve. That's not going to have the same degree of blackness to qualify. Tanya, Nam Yachu, we find the same in the Braisa. Shachar kacheres. So the control color of a black is the one used, but that's the cheres. In what setup? Shachar shamru joy. The black that we speak about is the cheres inserted into the ink recipe. Asks the Gemara, so then why don't we just say straight out joy? This is the black element within the ink. Ulema, just say black as ink. Dioi. Yomar dioi, because if you would say dioi, I would think maybe the even the lighter runoff qualifies. Havamina ki pechusa, like the light element, the deuce of the ink, which sort of flows to the top of the ink. Hamashmon, therefore, the Tana has to explain to us which element, the blackest element of the ink, that's what we're talking about. Ki charusa the deuce. It's the cheres of the dioi. So it's the black element that sort of sinks to the bottom. That's going to be used as a sample color for your black dam nida. Iboilu. Now, the question is, balacha or biyaveshta? Are we speaking about in its liquid form? Or even once it's dried up? You could take a piece of this material and use it as your sample. Toshma is a raya. That the reference here is actually dry. The Rabbi Ami, what did he do? Pali korta de juice. So he took a kuret, a little piece of dioi, of ink, ubadik pasi, he crumbled it up and used it as a sampler for his dam nida. So apparently, that's the way to go. Okay, so the Mishnah says Shachar Kacheres, we're speaking about the blackness of ink. Once it's dried up, use that as your control color to distinguish, to determine the blackness of the Dam Nida. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Here come some more examples, some more variations of black. Kikir, if the Dam Nida is like black wax, kedioi like ink, ukaanav like a blackberry tmeya. That qualifies as the proper black. Vuzui shishaninu. In fact, that's what we learned in the Mishnah after presenting the cheres, color as your control color. It adds amayk mikan tmeya. Well, that's only at a minimum, but if you get deeper black than that, you're certainly tamei. As these colors just mentioned are. Amar Belozer. What if it's kezayis, like a black olive? Kezef is like pitch, ucha'irev, like a raven tor. That doesn't qualify, because that's more pale than the cheres. Vezui shesheninu, as we went in the mission, deya mikan, it's lighter than the blackness of cheres tor. So cheres is sort of the transition point. From there on down, deeper is qualifying, but if it's lighter than cheres, it's tar. Ula Amar, he says that I'll give you a localized example. Nowadays, reference point to the blackness in the Mishnah. Ula Amar Kalabusha Siyua, like the garment that's worn in the place Siyua. Black garments. Ula Ikla Pumbatisa. There was a story of Oklo came to the town of Pumbatisa. Chazil Otai notices this Arab merchant who's wearing a black garment, the Lavish Labusha, Uchma black, Amalu. She turns to the Talmidim, he says, look, that's the black in the Mishnah. Shachad Isnan, when we speak about black in the Mishnah Kihai, it's exactly like that. Oh! So they converged on him to grab a sample, a souvenir off his coat. Martum, they poured the boot, they started shredding pieces off his. And finally, they paid him for it. They paid him $400 for the, to take his, to completely take it and use it in the base medrash so that we know the precise color of the shachar for Damnida. Rabbi Yochan Amar, here's another nowadays, example. Elu Kalim Hol Yorn. The blackness in the Mishnah corresponds to the black garments that the bathhouse attendants wear out in the far lands. Aboyim dinasayim. L'meim aduch minin. You mean they wear black? V'amrulu Rabbi Yani. We have a story. Rabbi Yani turned to his family, the Bonav. He says, Bonav, my children, please, when you bury me, take care that my shrouds should be of the right color. Altik buruni. Don't bury me not black or white. L'oy bekelem shechayim, not wearing black. V'loy bekelem lebonim or white. Why? Listen to his humility, Rabbi Yanai. Shchorim says, don't cover me with black, because black is the color of mourners. That's fitting to the members of Gehenim. And maybe I'll be zoicha not to be in Gehenim. Shema eska, maybe I'll merit ve'eya. I'll end up, finding myself in Gan Eden, and here everybody's wearing white. As a festive, color, and I'm wearing black. I'll be like a mourner between the grooms. Likewise, don't dress me white. Levonim, why? Shemalayeska, perhaps I will not be zoiche. Here, Rabbi Yani speaking about himself. Maybe I won't be zoiche to Gan Eden. And I'll be chas v'shalom in Gehenim, where it's all black, and I'll be wearing white. I'll be sticking out like a sore thumb. Like a chas min avil. Rather, dress me, somewhere in between. Parv, where I can blend in either setting. Ela bekelim hol yorin, dress me in red, like the bathhouse attendants wear. Abayim dinasaya. Alma lavuch mininu. Apparently it's not black, it's red. And Rabbi Yechon refers to them as black. And we say, not lavuch mininu. Like, gosh, it depends what we're talking. Haba glima, haba psira. Their glima, their actual garments, is red. When Rabbi Yechon referred to the black, he's talking about psoira, as she says, mapa, a sudden, sheets or different towels, those are black and can be used as a sampler for the damnida. Amar b'dam ha-shmol. V'chulam, all the different types of questionable, colors, ein boitkin el al gabi matlus levona. You want to really distinguish its color? It has to be placed on a white material, so it could only be really fully distinguishable if it has a proper white background, so it gives you a proper contrast. But if it's a colored background, you're not going to be able to really determine if it's a qualifying color. When it comes to black, there it's different. The contrast is red, so place it on red, and that gives you a proper contrast. There's no machlokes between him and the previous shita. They're talking about different things. He's talking about black, which needs to be on red. Habashar Damim, the other Amayr, was speaking about the other shades of red. Those need a white background. Maskev l'Ravash Yochi. If Shmuel agrees that black belongs on red, Yochi, then he should have said it. Leme should have said, Shmuel, chutz mishachar, all on white background, except for black. Elam Ravashi, says Ravashi, b'shachar guv k'mivlegi. Yes, there is a machlokes regarding the placement of the black. Shmuel says all, including black, should be placed on white. And the second sheet that disagrees, when it comes to black, can be more, properly contrasted if it's on red. Amar Ula. So we have the various families, so to speak, of reds discussed in the Mishnah. We have the Adam Kamaka, Adam like the Charkin plant, etc. We have the black as well. So within these groups, if you ever involved in painting your house, if you go to the paint store, they give you this huge book. You can find hundreds, maybe thousands of different shades of colors. And it's not just different shades, different groups. So within the gray, you can have, red gray, blue gray, green gray, right? And each one of those groups, each one of those categories of gray, they're different shades, those different types of gray, have shades, lighter, darker, even darker. So we know there are different categories of red. But what about the darkness of it? So the Mishnah gave us control colors. Adam is Kamaka. The other one is Keren Karka. The other one is like the diluted wine. And these represent different categories, different types of red. Not just shades, they're different types of variations of reds. Now within each class, how deep, how dark, how sharp does it have to be? What if it's deeper than the sample color in the Mishnah? What if it's lighter? Amarula. Cool on all of them. Omek Mikan Tame. If it's deeper than the sample color in the Mishnah, certainly qualifies. But if it's Deya Mikan Tor, if it's lighter than that, it's Tor. Kishocha, just like the Mishnah, spelled that out by the black. Right? Shoch has to be Kecheres. Deeper is Tame, lighter is Tor. Same applies to the reds as well. So why did the Mishnah single out black, if really the same applies to all reds? Velo maishno shochar denokad, why did Mishnah single out black? I mean, there's room to think maybe black wouldn't fall under this rule. Because look, black isn't really getting its merit because of its blackness. It's because it was really red. So maybe the precise shade of black doesn't really matter. Salgat dachamin hoyel vamer b'chamino. He taught us yesterday, shochar, black really is adam hu. It has its yichus from its original red, Elo Shalaka, but he got discolored. So maybe the precise shade doesn't really determine Hilkachafilu Deim Mikan Amilhamis. Perhaps even if it's lighter than the Shachar Kecheres, it still qualifies. Kamash Mulan. That's why he comes and tells us no. That the Shachar also has a very specific shade, and if it's lighter than that, it's tar. Okay, so this is the first of four shittas on this matter. Ula, who says that in all reds or the black, the control color in the Mishnah is what determines. If it's darker, you're in. But if it's lighter, it's tar. Rabbi Ami Bar Abba Omar, he says like this. Bechulon, he says, when it comes to the black, if it's cheres or deeper, yes, lighter is tar. But red, even if it's a bit lighter, it's okay. The chulon amek mekan tame, and all the reds, if it's deeper than the sampler in the Mishnah, it's still tame. Deya mekan amitame, even if it's lighter, it's tame. Chutz mishachar, except for the black, because if it's lighter, then it's not really black. Elamai anish yurid rabbana. So why did the Mishnah even bother giving us those, those references to the control, colors? If in any case it can be lighter than that. La fuke deo de deo, as opposed to super light. So if it's darker, yes. If it's a bit lighter, it's okay. But if it's very faded, then even by the reds, it doesn't qualify. So the point of mentioning the Karen Karka, etc., that it has to have some strong resemblance. So that redness, it can't be, super faded. That, of course, would not qualify. Yigadami, there's another version of this opinion. Rami bar Abba Omar, v'kulon, regarding all the reds, omaik mikan tohar, deh mikan tohar. It has to be precisely as the sample color in the Mishnah. If it's even darker, tohar, lighter, tohar, except for black, chutz mishachar, where or there, if it's deeper, black is black, so if it's deeper, it's still qualifies. Lachim manishur drabonim. Okay, that justifies the listing in the Mishnah because those sample colors have to be met perfectly. Bar Kapara Amar, he had a fourth opinion. V'kulon amik mikan tome, de mikan tor. And all the reds, deeper is tome, more pale is tor, just like by the black. Except chutz mimezeh, except for the one that relates to diluted wine color. There, it has to be exactly as such. Shamak mikan tor, de mikan tor, deeper or lighter is tor. Bar Kapara, who's the author of this last opinion, who says it has to be exactly by Mezek, Adiu Levedochi, Amiku Levedochi. So, in fact, he was presented with a Shailon Dam, which had this, you know, wine color, and they sort of tested him. They brought him that sampler. They darkened it a bit. He says, no, it doesn't qualify, it's tar. They made it lighter than the standard. He said, it's tar, right? Adiule, they made it lighter for him. Vedochi, he was mentayer. Amikule, they made it deeper. Vedochi. Amar Chanina, we're impressed. Kamenofesh Gavra, look how great his expertise is. Look how great this man is. The Libe, that is inside, Kishmaitse, is perfectly in sync with his position. With his opinion. He hit it right on. Uche Keren Chark. Okay, one of the sample colors is the red of the Charkim leaf. Tana, we learned in a Brisa, Lach V'Liyavash, it has to be fresh as opposed to dried out, where it loses its complexion. Tani Chad. Now we have an interesting convergence of Brises, which seem, at first glance, to contradict each other, but they don't really, as we'll see later. So one Brisa says, Ketachtim L'Kelion. Now Rashi explains that this Charkim plant has multiple leaves. It's almost like a Hadas Mishalosh, has like a sets of leaves. And one Brisa says, Ketachtim L'Kelion. You have to sample with the lower leaf as opposed to the upper one. Tani, we have another Brisa, exactly the opposite. Kelion is a Tachtim, use the upper one as opposed to the lower one. Tani, we have another Brisa, Kelion Koshkin Ketachtim. The upper one will serve as a sampler, certainly the one beneath it. And yet a fourth price that goes exactly the opposite. Tani idach ketachtin, use the lower one. Like Gosh can kill him, of course the up one. I'm not buying it. It's all relative. It's all a matter of context. It's all a matter of which direction you're looking from. Plus a dori. There are three rows, three clusters of leaves. But plus a turf. Each cluster containing three leaves, one on top of the other. So it's like 3, 3, 3, and each one has 1, 2, 3, one on top of each other. So basically a total of 9 leaves, staggered on top of each other, in 3 sections. What's the ideal sampler? The middle leaf of the middle cluster, that's the most pronounced. The leaf that has the most pronounced and stark redness. So that's the one you should ideally use as your control color. Nukait, you should take Dora Mitzio, Vertarva Mitzio, the middle cluster, middle row, with the middle leaf of that row. Biotcha, that's the one you should take and use it as your sample. Oh, so this will reconcile all the Brises, as Rashi explains. That although ideally you should be using the middle of the middle, but really, any leaf of that middle cluster works. Any of the three. But you can't use the upper cluster or the lower cluster. They don't really reflect, the true redness of the plant. So when the Brisa says the upper and not lower, the Brisa meant the middle row as opposed to the bottom. Right? So we have the top is 1, the middle is 2, the bottom is 3. The Brisa says upper as opposed to lower, it means 2 as opposed to 3 beneath it. When the Brisa says lower as opposed to upper, it means 2 as opposed to the 1 above it. Now, within that middle cluster, so when the Brisa says you can use the upper and certainly the lower, it meant within that middle cluster, right? So we have, within that, we have 1. Top leaf is 1, then comes 2, which is the ideal, then comes 3 beneath it. You can use the first one, and certainly the middle one. That's even better. And then the next price, it says, you can use the bottom one, that's number three. And certainly, Elion, the one above it, that's number two. So it's all a matter of context. L'chadchil, we should be using the middle of the middle. But David, you can use the whole middle cluster, but not the upper and lower. He also came to Rabbi Avohu, when they came to Rabbi Avohu to discuss this, Amar lo, he told them, Begushayo Shaninu. You can use these plants, provided they're still with their clump of soil, they're still alive. And, they present their proper color, as opposed to once they're sort of dying and drying out. Kamimi Adam. The next red is, like the mud water, Tanu Rabban. What type of soil are we using? Kimemi Adama. Maybe Adama Shmeina, because Beis Kerem brings this lush, fertile soil from Beis Kerem, Meitzev Alei Mayim, and he floods it with water. The Rebbe Akiva Oim, because Yudfas, from the other place, Rebbe Yitzchak Oim, because Pesichni, a different place, Shimon Oim, because Benoisim, also from the other place, Yitzchak, or likewise, which have similar colored soil. Tani Yidach, if another rice, Kimemi Adama, maybe Adama Shmeina, because Beis Kerem gets a hold of this fertile soil from this location, mix it with water, Kibbutz Hashum has the water rise a bit above it, so he puts enough water that it rises. A thin layer of water, the thickness of a garlic peel, that's enough. Ve'eshir Lamayim, there really is no exact quantification for that water, because, you know why? Because there's no quantification for the soil. Depends. It's all relative to the amount of soil you're going to use. Mishum de'en shir le'afa. Okay. Ve'en bo'ikten oitzan slulim. You can't test it when the water is clear. Rather, it has to be mixed in and muddied. Elachurin. Tzalalu, let's say the water sort of settled down. Choyzeh o'ichin, you have to remix it again. Choyzeh, now when you mix it, ein o'ichin b'yad, you can't use your hands. It doesn't work. Elo b'kli, you have to use a utensil like a spoon. Yiboylan, the question was, hands off, to what extent? Ein o'ichin oitzan b'yad l'b'kli. When you say, mix it with a utensil, as opposed to your hands. The loylir may be other lachrino. Means to say, as opposed to doing the whole test in your hand, don't throw the water onto the soil in your hands and mix it. Abamana. But let's say it's already in a kli. That's what you mix. Ki achle biyadu shaber dami. To go ahead and just stir it up a little with your hand, that would be okay. Oiduma, or perhaps even that doesn't work. You should never mix it. Don't get your hands involved. Tashma, has he produced a sample? You can only use a kli. But I'm still not sure what he means. Of course. Okay. So we know that it has to be in a kli. But how do we stir it? Achira b'mai. Can you use your hand? Take it. We leave it unresolved. He also came to Rabbi Ravua, and they came to Rabbi Ravua for instructions. Amalu told them, "B'mkayim hashanim, you should know, this soil can only provide a proper sampling if it's in its environment, in its makom." Isn't that interesting? Rashi says, "Eina adama doim adam b'mkayim." Has to be in its setting. Aval aviv makom achar. But if the soil is transported, transplanted, different location, it loses its yichud, loses its confidence, loses its it's coloring. Nishtana Marisa. Pili Aploim. Rabbi Chanina, Pali, what did he do? Pali, he crumbled kurta, a little piece, the garshta of the soil. Ubadik Ben used it as a sampler without resorting to the whole mud and all that. He was a super expert. Laitale, Rabbi Shmuel Rabiesi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabiesi issued a disclaimer. Lait means he cursed, meaning Baskra has a shown to be susceptible to a sickness. If somebody else copycats, nobody should copycat. He's an expert. He can do it that way. But otherwise, you have to follow the instructions to the T. It turned out with days. Achanina could do it because he was a super expert. Rabbi Achanina of the Chalkim Kulihai was a super expert. But for the regular people, kuli amalech kilav hakim yachid, they don't have this knowledge and expertise. Nobody should dare do that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, speaking about Rabbi Chanina's expertise, chachmas Rabbi Chanina, because of his expertise, I stopped approaching this whole topic. I stopped being involved in the paskening on these shaylas of red colorations. Garmly, it caused me leachsi dam. I no longer inspect dam because have a bad track record. Mitamina, mitar. Whatever I consider tamei, when it was brought to him, he said tar. Mitaharna, mitamei. Whatever I said tar, he said tamei. So I know it's not for me. Amar Belazar, anvasanusa the rechanina. Actually, by me, it had the opposite effect. Because of his humility, garmuli dechazoy dom. That caused me to get involved and inspect, blood. Why? Amar bechanina anvasanu. Rechanina was the greatest anav. Machis nachlor safek because he would be willing to submit himself to the risk and to go and to inspect and to rule and to paskin. I shouldn't do the same. Anol leachsi. So that's why I follow suit. Amar b'seiru. Tivu de bavel garmeli leichazoy. This the nature of bavel, the environmental elements here, caused me to back off. I no longer see dam. Why? Damina, because I figured b'tivu leyedana. I'm not really familiar with the local, physiological elements here. The teva of the people. I'm not familiar with what's going on here. B'dama yadana, how could I have an opinion regarding the dam? So the dam sort of is affected by the local biological, scientific, environmental elements. It's all sort of wrapped together. You have to understand the environment, understand the people. And then you could determine their dam. L'me'emra de b'tibetalim mosad, you mean to say that the determination on the colors of dam is totally dependent upon the teva, the nature of the local, environment. Rabba understood the science of Bavel, but he didn't want to get involved in the dam. He didn't understand the dam. So you see, it's not all linked together. You could be a expert in local, biological phenomena and have great scientific insight to what's going on around you, but when it comes to dam, it's not a guarantee. Says the Gemara, well, exactly, that was his point. Koshkin, of course, Koshkin Kamar, his point was, of course, Ma Rabba the other Bativa, L'chazi Dhamma. If Rabba, who is an expert in the local, goings-on, would still hesitate to look at dam, Ana Echsi Mi, who's even less than an expert, of course, I'm not going to. Ulo Ikl Pumatisa, Ulo came to Pumatisa, which was of Yehuda's town. Aisil Kameh Dhamma L'chazi, they presented him with a Shaila on dam. He didn't want to get involved. Omar, he says, look, Uma Rabbi Elazar. Look, even Rabbi Elazar, the Mara, who was a chief, Dar di Yisrael Havanais Yisrael, he was the greatest expert. But when he came to this town, Kimilkal Asra Rabbi Yehuda, came to read this town, like Chazidam, he wouldn't get involved. Wouldn't, encroach on the honor of the local Rav. I know, actually, I'm going to do it. But my currently Mara Dar Yisrael, why was he given that special title, the expert of Yisrael? Dahi Itza, because it was the story of this woman, the Isadam Kameh, she presented him with her dam, Kameh to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Ami was sitting there. Aruchi, Rabbi Lezer, took a sniff. Amrle, he tells her, you're good to go. It's not dam nida. This blood, it's a hormonal reaction to desiring your husband. Amrle, hai dam chimutu. Dam of chimut. It's not dam nida. Basa danafka, after she left, it followed Rabbi Ami. Rami caught up alongside her, and he wanted to confirm, in fact, if the facts are as Rabbi Lezer had suggested. Amar Lei, so she said, yep. Bal Yehoi Bederach, he mounted. My husband was out of town, and I had a pull towards him, and it's triggered this reaction. So Rabbi Ami was really impressed with Rabbi Lezer. Kori Lei applied to him, Soyed Hashem Lirei Avdo. Secrets of Hashem are revealed to his tzaddik. He was able to have this deep insight to determine such a subtle, phenomenon. Ifra Hurmitz, that was her name, she was the mother, she was a non-Jewish woman, mother of Shvar Ime de Shvar Malka. Shvar Malka was a Persian king, and she used to send karbonis to Beis HaMikdash, Rashi brings, and she adhered to Taharas HaMishpacha. Rashi says, a Krovelis guy, she was very close to converting, so she conducted herself in certain matters, like a Yid. Shadra, Dhamma, Lekameh de Rava. She presented her Dham to Rava. Okay, she sent him a shayla. Havi Yosef Rav Avadya, Avadya was sitting kamei in front of Rav, and he noticed Rav is merely sniffing. Archei, Amar lo, and he responded to her, Hay adam chimud, this is dam chimud. Not to worry. Amar lo levresha, she turned to her son. Tochazi, take a look how smart he is. Yidna, kama chakimu yidoy. Amar lo, she says, who says? Maybe it was just a lucky guess. Dilma kesuma, like a blind man, Baruba, who chances his way down, you know, from the second floor, he stumbles his way down to the opening into the staircase. Maybe it's just a lucky shot. Okay, I'm going to really test him hard. Hada Shadrale, she sent him 6D samples. Shitin Mine Dama, 60 different types of blood. Bukulu Aminu. And he had a response to all 60. He knew exactly what's what. Ho Basra, but the very last one, number 60, that got him stuck. Dam Kinim Hava, it was really blood of a louse. And he couldn't figure it out. He was stumped. Lo yada. But he had special heavenly assistance in the following form. Istayim also. He had special help from Hashem. V'shadalo. What happened was that Rava had sent her. It was a gift. He sent her a little gift. A lice comb. Shrikusa, a comb, the makatla kami, which kills lice. She took it as a message. Armor, she says, wow. These Jews are for real, because she figured he was messaging her that this dam was from the Kina, from the Laos. Yudoi, these Yidden, betavne, and the chambers of the heart, the libo, yasvisu, you're sitting, meaning you have such true insight, such chachma, such expertise and knowledge. She was really impressed. Rabbi Yudah, Mereisha, back in the day, I would be available to check dam. Have a chazina dam until given the amrali. Imei Yitzchak Bri. As soon as I got a message from my wife, Imei Yitzchak Bri, the mother of my son Yitzchak, basically his wife, she told him, "Look, I tipsil chamaisa. The first droplet, I never show you. Let my sin alone. I don't bring kamayu before the rabbanon. You know why? Mishum does a hima, because it's laden with fire materials, other types of excretion fluids that were there all around. So she." Wait until the second, you know, dose of dam to show. And once he got wind of that, he says, how do I ever know what's being brought to me? Lechazina, I'm stopping to look. Why? Because maybe if the woman would have brought that first sample, it would be tame. So I can't rely on any shilas anymore. But in certain cases, I'm okay. I can be sure that it's a valid sample. Bein tameo letahira v'adichazina. So it's after birth. She has Yimei Tumah, she made Tahara. Okay, so let's say by Izachar, she's been seeing blood. It's already, you know, day 39, she's tired, day 40. After 40 days are over, so now she's back to normal. So at that point, she presents me with a sampling of dam. I'll take a look at it, because in this case, she wouldn't hesitate to bring it to me right away, because it's not her first sample. She's been seeing dam for weeks. So she wouldn't hesitate to bring me that first sample. She had nothing, you know, to hide. So here, Ba'adei Chazina, certainly I'll take a look at it. Now, why did the other Chachamim not concern themselves with this issue? Taisa says, Shar Chachamim Shoyroin, other Rabbanim, Oyoy Machmirin Kol Kach, they weren't. So Machmir Oyoy Bekin B'Yoyser. Or maybe they were greater experts and they can tell what's what, even in situations where it's not the, you know, initial sampling, so they weren't concerned. What happened with Yalsa? She was Rav Nachman's wife. I saw Dama. She presented a blood sample, Kamei de Rabba Bar Parchana, to determine whether it's a qualifying color. V'tamil. He labeled it Tamil. Then she went to the next Rav. Hadar, I saw Kamei de Rav Yitzchak Bari de Rav Yehuda. She went and presented it to him. V'dachilo. He said it's Tar. So first of all, how could she do this? Ve'echi oved hachi. How could the Rav, the second Rav, who presumably knew the whole, you know, background, how could he go ahead and change the psak of the first Rav? Ve'echi oved hachi. Batani of a brayso. So you can't overturn a previous Rav's opinion. Batani chacham shatimi. If a chacham ruled it as tamei, ein chaveiray rashi l'tar. His colleague cannot override it and make it tar. Asar. First Rav says something is asur. Second Rav can't permit it. How can he do this? answers Meikara Temui Hava Metamelo. Truth is that the second Rav, initially when he saw it, he says, I can't say any differently than the first Rav, it's Tamei. But then she explained a bit of the background. She says to him, look, I know for a fact, I can discern this Kala, I know for a fact that in the past, he always considered it to be tar. Apparently today, his eyes are a bit fuzzy and he doesn't have that clarity. So that's why he took the liberty to make it tar. Kibbutz Amrali, once she told him, the Chol Yoyma, every day, meaning in the past, Hava Medachili, he would rule it as tar for me. Kai Gavna, this precise color. But you know, with the Hoshbeini, apparently now he's having some sort of eye issue. Dachila. So now the second Rav says, okay, I believe you, and it's tar. She's not really overruling. He's just correcting, a misunderstanding. Mimahemni, now, is a woman believed? A woman believes to say, well, it's this color. Do they have the proper, ability to discern subtleties in colors? And, yep, she's not paskening. She's just testifying about this color. This is the same color, identical color as... Batani, we have a brayson, MNS Yishalayma, because a Risa Vibantiv. At least you could say, look, here we have a stain or something. Hey, this is exactly. I had the same identical Shaila last week. And if this turns out to be Torah, then we know that what she had then is Torah as well. So basically, she's not ruling, she's just comparing, colors. And that's exactly what happened here as well. She told the second Rav, look, I know for a fact, I'm telling you, this is the color that he always said is tar. Iboilo, that comes an interesting shayla, related to the story above. Iboilo, kaze tier ish pleni chachama. Again, the woman is not acting as a Rav, she's just saying, look, this color? Oh, last week the Rav said it was okay. So she's just comparing colors. Mahu, can we work with that testimony or not? Toshma, nemenes ishalema kaze risi pibantiv. Had a brisa. You should believe to say this is the same color that I. Well, Shani Hosn Lassal Kamo. Perhaps there we have to be more lenient because it's been lost, so we have no choice. But here, if it's right here, perhaps you can't rely on her testimony. You have to take it to Hashma. Here comes the story of the whole story of Yalsa, right? Where apparently we work with her information and rely on her, to sign on her. Ability to discern colors. Tashma nemenes yishalayma kazerisi. Tashma yalsa aysel kabdamel kamei derab. Barbachana, the whole story of Yitamela. Initially the Rav says Tamei. Then she came to the second Rav. Other aysel kamei derab Yitzchak. Berdav Yehuda v'dachilo. The question was, how could he do that? Echiyahu v'dachi v'atani, right? Chacham shatimei. Ein chavei rash letar. V'chulu v'chulu, right? The whole story of Amina. And the answer was, Tmu yavam etamela. Really, the second Rav wanted to say Tamei because of the first Rav. Kiva normally, once she explained, the whole yom v'dachli in the past, he would okay it. Now he is having, I had the dachil. So the second Rav went with that testimony and made a tar. Apparently, she is trusted regarding, discernation of colors. So as the Gemara, it's not so fast. Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda, really the second Rav had his own opinion. Agamori samech. He was relying on his understanding, his tradition, his Kabbalah. Meaning, when he saw the stain, he said it's tar, because of his own expertise. But he was hesitant to go against the first Rav, until she explained the background, and he was comfortable with it. There's another story with Rebbe. Ro dam b'layla v'timei. He was presented with dam at night, so it was a bit, dim, wasn't as light as daytime, and he said it was tamei, based on his, understanding. Ro b'yayim v'tir. Next morning, take a look at the same dam. He says, no, this is tar. So, now he saw it much clearer, and he said, this looks like dam tar. Hintim sha'achas. Chazav etimi waited a little while, and he says, no. You know what? Let's go back to the original position. It's tamid. And Rashi explains, because he figured that really it's qualifying dam. It's tamid. Why did he change his opinion in the morning? Because when it's dry, it lost its glare, lost its redness. But if it would be, wet like it was last night, fresh blood, it would be tummy. So that's why he reverted back to his original sock, nighttime sock, that it's tummy. Chazavatim. Omar, then, the next thing that happened was he regretted. Omar Oili Shema Ta'isi. Oh, maybe I made a mistake. I should not have changed it to Tommy. Fact is, it currently looks okay. You know, and at night it was just a bit dim, so that's why I didn't properly see it. But now I see it clearly. Why did I change my? Why did I make a tummy again? Oh, my early shema teisi. Oh, maybe I made a mistake. Why did I? Says the Gemara. Of course, it's a mistake. You're not supposed to go back on your shema teisi. Maybe I erred. Valito, certainly it was an error. The son of Yehuda Brisa, Leimer Chacham. Chacham should not say ilu yalacha yivada tummy. Yeah, now it's dry, but if it would be fresh, it would be tummy. No, you don't work with that. It is what it is. And that's how you paskin, based on its current condition. Elo Amar, rather we say, Elo L'dayin, Elo Mashein Evrois. A dayin can only work with what does the eye see? So basically, why was Rebbe making a tummy? So, the fact that he changed in the morning makes sense because nighttime is not really such a true, you know, test because it was dark. But in the morning, once he sees that it's tar, he should have stuck with it. The fact that it dried up, who cares? This is what it is. You got to work with it. Says, I'll tell you what happened. There's more to it. Mikara asak ebetam. Truth is that at night, when he saw it, he relied on that inspection, tame all the way. There's no question that it was tummy. So it was light enough that you can rely on that and determine with definitiveness that it was tummy. So why did he change in the morning? Because the stain changed. Given the chazal at Safed Ishtani, he says in the morning that it changed. It lost its, you know, some of its redness. Omar, so then he says, Vali tar, Ava. Oh, it turns out that it's really tar. I must have not seen it well at night because of its, you know, because of the lack of light. Father Torah, but Lailud Ischad Yishav, it wasn't seen well at night. So what happened next? Given the Chaza, the Hadir Ishtani, but then a while later he sees that it's fading even more. Oh, so he says, it's unrelated to light. This type of stain, this type of color is just getting fader, more and more faded. So I have to go back to square one. And since it was tummy at night, that was its true color. I had no right to change it in the morning. Omar, hi tummy, this is a real tummy stain. Mafkach, it's just fading and lightening as it, you know, time goes by. But Rebbe, Badaglerner, Rebbe in fact would examine in candlelight, even though it wasn't fully bright, he would rely on his expertise, and that would be enough to distinguish the colors. Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Yosi, but like we went on, he would check in a cloudy day as well. Beni Amudi, between the beams and the Beis HaMedrash, even though it wasn't so bright. Amar Rav Amar Shmuel v'Kulon, the ideal way to check is Ein Boik Noisin El Ben Chama Letzel. You can only check between sunlight and shade. Meaning, in the actual sunlight, it's too bright. It's not going to be, and the shade is too dark. Somewhere in between. Rav Nachman Amar Vua B'Chama, do it in sunlight. But tell Yadai, under the cover of your hand, so shade the, you know, the eyes, and that's where you get the proper balance of light. So the final class of redness is the diluted wine, you know, color. Tana, hasharoini nidan kikarmeli chai. Mishnah speaks about using shoyin wine, but you could also use caramel wine, provided that it's chai. Vleimozik, pure and not diluted. Chodesh leyosh and fresh and not old. Omer reitzel barav dimi. Cool and bright nesnul because it's very poshut. If you're going to check it based on wine, you got to use a tveria, a glass from tveria. Poshut, a thin walled glass. This way, you can see clearly. My timer. Why specifically from tveria? Because they make high quality thin walled glasses. Amar bayish kolayim kulay. Typically, elsewhere, when they make glass, machzik log. If it's a container holding a log, it's made of a mana, a certain weight of glass material. That's how much glass they use. Shnei logan, if it's a container double the size, it's nice to sign. They need 200. You know, zuz, meaning, you know, two pounds of the glass. because it's thick walls. But Kaisveria Pashut, with the high quality glass in Tveria, it's half the thickness, which allows you to see through clearly and see that redness in a more clear fashion. I feel a masuk shnei lugan, even in the larger containers, they use only a mana of glass, the colors, and due to its thinness, the color is more discernible and distinguishable, and therefore it serves as a more reliable sampler. Okay, interesting daf about the various types of reds and the shades of reds and the manner in which the chachamim would proceed and do bedikas. So we discussed the four classes of red in addition to the shachar. We spoke about the control sample colors regarding each type. We had a discussion regarding deeper or more faded. We discussed various rabbonim who would paskin and those who would hesitate to paskin. We spoke about the expertise of Rabbi Lazar, of Rava, who would just by way of a whiff determine the status of dam. Back about the possible nemonos of an ishan dam and the ideal lighting needed for the dam, and we concluded with the diluted wine sample and what kli it's meant to be put into. All the best to you, and that's Lachar Rabbah.